Good morning, Nashville. It is 6:06 a.m. We are broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row. It's Tuesday, July the 12th, 2022. Our official guest host of the Tennessee Star Report, Aaron Gulbranson, will be in studio with us at 6:30. And then in studio at 7 o'clock will be a candidate for the 35th House District in Tennessee. That's up in Sumner County. And his name is William Slater. He'll be in from 7 to 7:30. But right now, we are delighted to welcome to our microphones our very good friends, Mr. Craig Huey, who's the author of the Tennessee Voter Guide. Good morning, Craig.
Michael, it's great to be here.
And it's always a delight because you always bring a lot of verve and energy. You like that?
I do like that.
Verve and energy at 6 o'clock in the morning. We need verve and energy.
And for an election, you've got to have it because this election is really important.
Now, you and I both live in Williamson County.
Yes.
And we've decided that the best way to do this is to take some time and talk about very specific elements. And so in this segment and in the next segment, you're in studio to talk about, I guess it's what, six school board races.
Oh, yeah.
In Williamson County.
Right.
There are 12 school board districts, right, school districts, 12 board members
yes.
representing 12 districts. And this year it's the even districts, 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10 and 12,
yes.
where there are elections.
Yes.
In 2 years, it'll be the odd districts.
Correct.
Elected to four-year terms. You're going to go through each of these districts, and you're going to talk about who you endorse. Tell us about the Tennessee Voter Guide and the process by which you identify candidates.
So the Tennessee Voter Guide is something to help people have an understanding of how to vote for, not against, their values. Michael, people got in the mail their ballot information. They get 5-6 different sheets that are just filled with candidates. Who are these people? They look around and they see lawn signs everywhere. You can't vote based upon lawn signs. You get these direct mail pieces that are hit pieces and nasty, dirty little pieces that really, how can you tell who these candidates really are? And so, you know,
this guy beats his mother.
Oh, believe me, that's mild. And so here's the thing. How do you tell who's a good candidate? Judges really hide behind this judicial concept that you don't even tell people who they are and what they believe. And yet the judiciary is out of control, legislating from the bench. And we've got these judicial activists right here in Tennessee. And we have people in Tennessee that are Republicans in name only. We have Democrats running as independents. We have conservative Republicans running as independents. How do you tell the difference?
It's very confusing. And now, we both live in Williamson County. I think you got a sample ballot in there.
Oh, it was so confusing.
Isn't it confusing?
Like it is terrible. You get this sheet trying to talk about early voting. Unless you know what they're talking about, you can't interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get to the next page and you get a Republican ballot, and it's just this massive list of candidates, and then all of a sudden you get a Democratic ballot and massive list of candidates. Then you get all these local elections, and who in the world are these guys, and what are these races, and what's this board regulating, and what's this person trying to tax me on, and you just don't know.
So you are here to enlighten our listeners.
Oh my gosh.
10voterguide.com. 10voterguide.com. Now, you can click on Williamson County, and when we come back, we'll go through these 12 races. I actually live in the 2nd District,
yes.
And I see that you've got, we'll talk about who
yes.
you're recommending.
Yes.
In this race, speaking of the incumbent Republican, is Dan Cash.
Correct.
And when we come back, we'll talk about the race between Dan Cash and Tiffany Eccles, an independent.
Yes.
And I want to see who you're endorsing in that race. Because I want to, I'm going to, my vote will be informed by your recommendation.
And you got to vote for your values.
All right. We'll be back with more after this. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Craig Huey. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. Six 18 a.m. in studio, our very good friend, Craig Huey, the author of the Tennessee Voter Guide, TENN VoterGuide.com, T-E-N-N, VoterGuide.com. We're talking about the six races for school board in Williamson County. But before we get to the race-by-race analysis, Craig, explain to our audience the process by which you go through and you select the candidates in the Tennessee Voter Guide, candidates who reflect the values of our conservative listeners.
Absolutely. You know, Michael, what we do is we research in depth each of these candidates. We look not only at anything on the internet, we look at their websites, of course, but we look in their past history. We look at their Facebook likes. We look at who endorsed them, who they've endorsed, who's donated to them, who's donated to them. It's something where we're able to really dig deep, and then we have a questionnaire. We've done this for 20 years, and we've been so accurate in really exposing who the candidates are that are not worthy of our vote and who are. We take a look at who really is a conservative, who really stands on principle, who understands the free market, who stands for parental rights, who is able to say, I will never vote for a tax increase. We dig deep and we rate them between 1 to 5.
Okay, so 5 being the best.
Yes.
1 being the worst.
Yes.
All right, let's go. Let's get to it.
Okay.
And in my district.
Yes.
Where I reside,
right.
District 2 in Williamson County, the options are Dan Cash, the incumbent,
yes.
A Republican.
Yes.
Tiffany Eccles, an independent.
Yes.
Who do you endorse?
Oh, without a doubt, Dan Cash has 5 stars. Tiffany earned 2 stars. So let me just give you a brief concept of why they were rated this way. Dan Cash is a fighter for the students, fighter for the parents. He believes in parental rights. He was an opponent to forced masking. He is willing and wanting to change the curriculum on critical race theory, pornography in the libraries, the things that are in the school system should not be. Most people don't even know how bad it is in the indoctrination of the kids right now here in Williamson County. And this is Davidson, this is Rutherford, mm-hmm. You know, but in Williamson County.
It's pretty bad.
Oh my gosh. And so he is standing up against that. And so he's got a lot of opposition, but so few people get 5-star. He gets a 5-star rating.
Now, Tiffany Eccles, I've
yes.
seen her signs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's an independent.
Yes.
What does this mean? And how many stars does she get?
So she gets 2 stars.
Whoa.
And she is as low as.
Not good rating.
Horrible rating. And it's the first time running. She has been a college professor.
Uh-oh.
She's
been a college professor?
Yes. Yes,
already,
yes.
People are skeptical.
Yeah, that's right. She lives in College Grove, where I live. She is attacking parents who are standing up.
Oh, you're kidding
board.
Me?
Oh, yeah. She thinks the teachers and the administrators should
oh,
be unquestioned.
All right. Well, you got
yeah,
me there.
Yeah, yeah. So she's really has all the Democrats' support.
And so she's not really an independent.
She is not an independent.
She's a Democrat.
That is correct. So the independents can be better than the Republicans, or the independent, because they're really conservative Republican, or the independent can be a Democrat in disguise. This is a Democrat in disguise.
How about the 4th district? You've got 4 candidates. Bob Britton, a Democrat. Josh Brown, the incumbent, a Republican. Elliot Franklin, a Republican, and Del Wright, an independent. Who
yes.
who do you endorse there, and why?
We endorse Del Wright, who's running
whoa,
as...
Whoa.
Yes. Del Wright. The reason we're endorsing Del Wright is this.
Gotcha.
He's involved with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. He wants to attack critical race theory. He wants parental control. And Josh Brown gets 4 stars, really high, but he has not been a dynamo in trying to make the change. He's donated to Republicans, and he's donated to Act Blue and to Democratic candidates. He's more wants to get along. Now, he's not a bad incumbent. Josh Brown is not, one of the ones that I would say you got to throw out.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, Michael? Del Wright will fight for the parental rights.
So Del Wright got How many stars?
He got 5 stars.
How about who else is in that race?
Okay, Robert Bob Britton, who's a Democrat, and he's an interesting one because he is a very intelligent, very good candidate. He's a longtime Democrat donor, and he's on the board of the Salvation Army in Middle Tennessee.
And Salvation Army has kind of gone
yes, very woke.
Yes, yes. Yes.
And so he's a very dangerous Democrat. He gets a 1 on a scale of 1 to 5. But this race is one where—
Is there anybody else in that race?
No, just the 3 candidates.
Okay.
And where you've got the independent who, you know, that's a disadvantage when people come to the poll and they say, mm-hmm. well, the Republicans are conservative. I'm just going to go straight down and just vote Republican. Well, in this case— Del Reb's a Republican, but he's more conservative and better for the parents and the kids.
Gotcha. Del Reb.
Josh Brown.
Okay. In the 6th district, who do you have?
So in the 6th district, we have 3 candidates running. And with those 3 candidates, it's running against an incumbent, Jay Galbraith. And he's been on the board for quite a while. He kind of is a establishment candidate. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't fight. He doesn't fight for the parents. He's got a good heart, but he's not quite there. But Deborah Pace, who is an independent, is a strong fighter for parents. She's been before the school board. She mm-hmm. is a smart, intelligent person, wants parental
So you recommend Deborah Pace in District 6.
Totally.
How about District 8? Who do we have there?
District 8, we have a professor at Tennessee State University.
Another professor?
Oh, there's several professors.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Mostly Democrat. This one's more Republican, but they only get a 3-star. They're kind of like a iffy type of Republican. Mm-hmm. Donna Clements, that's the endorsed candidate. She supports parental rights, transparency of the curriculum, so you see what's really there, and they don't do this hiding that's going on.
Okay, so Donna Clements in District 8. How about now District 10? Lots of candidates there, and I think there's an incumbent there who purportedly is a Republican.
Yes. So this is another one where you've got the Republican and the independent, yet the independent is more of a Republican than the Republican. So Eric Welch is the incumbent. He's a moderate Mitt Romney-type Republican. He's been involved
in 10 Mitt Romney-type Republican?
That's who he's donated to and likes, you know. And he's running against William Doc Holliday. Doc Holliday, he is so much of a fighter for the kids.
A memorable name.
Oh, my gosh.
Doc Holliday.
This man's a dynamo. He'll go in and stir things up for the right. He'll go in and make sure that they'll never again be forced masking, that the curriculum has changed and there's parental rights. Now, they're running against, and he gets a 5-star. Now, there's Jennifer Hale, who's got 2-star. She's a Democrat. She has taught political theory at the University of Memphis. And she just,
No.
Oh, yes,
you kid me not.
And she's fighting to bring equality.
Oh, my goodness.
And CRT. She wants to
professors,
fight
college
groups.
Professors from left-wing institutions
yes.
with left-wing ideologies are running for school board.
And don't be surprised.
How bad can it get?
Her Facebook like is Franklin Pride.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. The 12th district, the last of these Williamson County School Board districts up for race this year, election August 4th. Who do you have there?
Wow. This one is an interesting race. We have Drayson Beasley, who's the Republican, and that running against Nancy Nelson Garrett, an independent. We have given 4 stars to Drayson Beasley. Powerful candidate, wants to fight for parental rights, against masking, and then running against the incumbent, Nancy Nelson Garrett. One of the biggest problems in Williamson County is Nancy Garrett. She's endorsed by the Democrats. She has contributed to the Democrats. She has supported the mask mandates. She's just one of the worst ones for parental rights.
And so the recommendation in the 12th district?
Oh, Drayson Beasley.
Drayson Beasley.
Oh, yes.
There you go. Well, you knocked them all out.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Craig Huey. The10voterguide.com/WilliamsonCounty. You'll be here 2 weeks from today.
Great.
We'll talk about Rutherford County.
Yep.
Thanks so much for joining us. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. We'll be back after this.